You're listening to the Live Free Now podcast, bringing you the news, views, tips, and tools you can use to live a free, prosperous, and healthy life. Find us online at livefreenow.show. And now your host, John Bush. Hey friends, John Bush here with Live Free Now podcast, bringing the news, views, tips, and tools you can use to live a free, prosperous, and healthy life. This is the final little podcast interview that I did with Molly Englehart. It's part of our series of interviews, short interviews we did at Confluence. Of course, Molly is the owner of Sovereignty Ranch. She was a restaurateur over in California doing farm-to-table meals, exited California after all the COVID nonsense to move to the great state of Texas. She bought a 200-acre ranch. And as I'll share in the interview, we're actually going out there for the Exit and Build Land Summit on Monday for one of the farm tours. So check that out at exitandbuildlandsummit.com, exitandbuildlandsummit.com. This one is a more, you know, we take a little tour around. You can find it on my YouTube channel. So yeah, you could search John Bush Live Free Now on YouTube to watch the actual visuals, but there's still a whole lot you can get and learn about regenerative ranching with Molly Englehart. All right, without further ado, thanks so much for following this podcast. I hope you'll share it with your friends. Here's Molly Englehart of Sovereignty Ranch. What's up, friends? John Bush here with Molly Englehart. How are you?
I'm excellent.
Molly is the proprietor, along with some partners here at Sovereignty Ranch in Bandera, Texas. So we're here at Confluence, which is an event. This is the second one. You want to tell us what Sovereignty Ranch is all about?
Sovereignty Ranch is a regenerative hospitality entity. So we've got regenerative farming, hospitality, food, tiny houses, full-size houses, and providing a space for education, vacations, and gathering of all different kinds.
Education, vacation, meditation.
Meditation.
So right now, this is like the core event space. There's a yurt behind us. Yep, they've been doing little breakout rooms in there. Awesome stage with this whole area. Here's a dining area. And then we're gonna walk through the restaurant here because you're a restaurateur, right? Which is a huge element of this. And what's special about the food here?
Well, the food here is from the ranch, so you can eat a burger and look out into the cows out there. And
love that.
You can know if they were fed grass and they ate and had a good and healthy life. And now they had one bad day and they're giving you a good day.
All right. So come May 20th, the last day of the Exit and Build Land Summit. The conference is 17th, 18th, and 19th. On the 16th and 20th, we're doing farm tours. And on the 20th, we're coming out here. So if you get a ticket to the Land Summit, you're eligible for the optional ticket to join us here. And it's going to be really incredible. So how long have you had this place?
2 years, just 2 years. I've been farming in California for a long time, but this is only been 2 years here.
And why did you move to Texas?
Regulations. California is a nightmare to do business. People who tell you, like, I love California, I'm happy too, but I always, people say, I will never leave California. I say, well, I can bet that you don't make your living with a brick and mortar. You likely don't have a lot of employees, and you're definitely probably not doing agriculture because the regulations have made it so hard to do any.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Okay, it's 200 acres, yeah?
200 acres.
And it's in this valley, like you said when we did that interview.
It's a beautiful valley. And you can see we have a little nursery with plants that are for sale here behind us. And then in the other direction, we have about a total acre under greenhouse going down the road the other direction. And then we have some really nice big hay fields. We've got our cows getting moved every day. Holistic clan mob grazing, right? Out here, and the kids from Confluence are doing something field right there. And if you look, we've got another 30-acre field out there. We have a newly planted pecan orchard, and we're doing a lot of different practices from cover crops and water harvesting and vermicompost. And so if you come and get a farm tour, you'll get to learn about all the different bio inputs that we're doing and practices we're doing. But we're having a lot of success growing food. When people said there's not a lot of food growing in Bandera, Texas, well, we're about to change that. We got a lot of food growing here, and we're excited about it.
So you guys got some little glamping tents and domes and stuff back there, yeah?
Yeah, that's part of this event. And we have permanent glamping tents here, permanent tiny houses as well. But when there's a bigger event like this, we have 400 people on property. We brought in a bunch more glamping tents and those little pods. Here you can see herbs and garlic and all of that growing. This is a kid's tent for the kids during the event, but this lives here all the time, the herb garden, and then all of the additional gardens go down that way.
Yeah, I walked through the greenhouses. They're absolutely popping. And then you've got these gardens on the outside. It looks like you're doing like a food forest kind of thing here.
Yeah.
It's really cool to see all the regenerative and permaculture practices and how...
Even inside the greenhouses, you'll see there's trees growing. We always incorporate perennials to every bed that we do.
We were here 6 months ago, and you've done so much since then. I was looking at the map, Google map. Was this all just like barren? Y'all planted this?
Yeah, well, it was just like unattended to, but we planted it in cover crops. Yeah. And we've got this K-line irrigation. I don't know if you can see behind Josh out there. Those K-line irrigation, it's much cheaper than getting a pivot, and you can drag it and the cows can walk on it. They have these, each irrigation head is covered with these pods. They're very interesting. So when we do the farm tour, we'll be able to go out and look at those and see how easy they are to move and how much more economical they are than something like a pivot. And they can take a very low flow. So if you don't have a well that has a whole lot of water, you can still water big areas. And these are made for grazing cattle. And so you can water behind your cows. You could have one K-line in front of your cows and one K-line behind your cows. So you're getting the forage watered in front of them. And then you can also water right after they move so you can recoup faster.
And so you're really incorporating the livestock into the land in this like symbiotic relationship.
Yeah. If you're staying over in the glamping, you saw that we have sheep and goats.
You have sheep and goats.
Uh-huh. They move every day. They're not.
I know. I was like, wow, they moved them again. I'm impressed.
So those guys get moved every day. But did the sheep get moved? Because I thought they were kind of trapped.
The sheep were. The goats have been moving the whole time.
Yeah, we didn't get the sheep out. And so they got stuck. But the goats are moving every single day. And the sheep and the goats normally move every single day. And so do the cows.
So yeah, again, exitandbuildlandsummit.com. Get you some tickets. Molly will be speaking, Joel Salatin, Jack Spierko, Nicole Sauce,
so excited about Joel
Cynthia
Salatin.
Tina. Yeah, he's cool. He's very personable too and just hangs out and kicks it with us. So, but again, on the 20th, we're coming here. Yeah, just you could join us on May 20th and we're going to hang out, have some food, and there's going to be a farm tour. So, oh, and you were telling me too that there's multiple different smaller affordable structures. So we could also look at like, if you buy a piece of land, you can do the structure on the cheap, even with natural practices. Do you want to share some of the different?
Oh, I'm just saying we have so many different kinds of housing here on the property, from yurts to tiny houses, shipping containers, and even modular homes.
It's like so a showcase.
So we really have the opportunity to look at like, oh, for $200,000, you could get this modular home. For $20,000, you could build this shipping container. So it gives people an idea, if they are trying to exit and build, what are the different options that they could be building on the land? And we have so many of those options here. We have 6 or 7 tiny houses. We have shipping containers, buildings. We have yurts. We have modular homes. And we have some small houses that are not on wheels, like a tiny house that's not like A-frame style. So with all those different options, it will give people, in addition to the farm tour, by looking around at those things, it could give us an idea of what we could, each person that's looking at buying land could invest in, what their budget is and what are the different options for them.
As we're walking over here, you know, I was admiring your staff in the kitchen and just for their work ethic, because I work my ass off. So when I see people working their asses off, I'm like, yeah, it's actually hard for me to come to an event and not like work an event. But anyway, and I was like, yeah, Molly, you know, she must lead by example. She's just doing it. And they're like, yeah, she's doing that every day, even when there's not an event. How important do you think work ethic and just taking massive action is to pulling something like this off?
It only can happen that way. Nobody's going to work the way that you work unless you work that way. So I think it's very important that you work as hard as you expect anybody else to work. And I also think that a leader that knows what the job is better at leading.
Sure. Okay, cool. So yeah, again, May 20th, but you like do Airbnb and stuff. People
all
can come out whenever.
We're available all the time. We'd love to have you for any family reunions, weddings, quinceañeras, retreats, anything that you want, we'd love to host you. I love hospitality and I love regenerative agriculture. And so this is the perfect marriage.
For sure. What's the website for folks to learn more?
SovereignTRanch.com.
SovereignTRanch.com. And again, we'll be here May 20th. If you want to come with a bunch of Exeters and builders, hope to see you there. Thanks.